I'm talking to syndicator and owner Joe O'Neill from Prime Thoroughbreds about the winner of Hot to Trot at Devonport. Joe, very impressive the way this horse hit the line at Devonport on Easter Monday.
Peter, I thought he was very good. You know, he's he wasn't quite right last preparation, and Charlie said eventually we'd tip him out and give him a good spell. We had high hopes he might have been a Derby horse, but we gave him the break which he needed, and he's come back, he's matured up, and now he's had two runs this time in for two impressive wins. And yeah, hopefully we'll give him a couple more starts, and then we'll look at putting him away and having him back for next carnival and next time in the summer.
Yeah, just that his win in Hobart, look, he won by 3.5 lengths, and he really just destroyed them there. But on the synthetic, it just didn't bother him. He really handled it well. And when David Perez actually called on him to give a little bit at the top of the straight, he put the opposition away very, very quickly. So that was over 1350. Obviously gives the impression he'll run up to a strong mile, maybe even further.
Oh, we've always thought that of him. His sire, Trotamundo, was an absolute wizard of a racehorse and that won up to 2,000 metres. And that was a very, very smart horse. And he's by Hassanay, and these sons of Hassanay are doing a terrific job here in Australia. And this fellow's always, he's a magnificent horse. I mean, if you saw him at the track, he's a beautiful animal.
He is indeed.
And he always gave us the impression he was going to be quite a nice horse when the time came. And I was happy to be able to buy. I bought him as a weanling at the English weanling sale for $23,000. So he wasn't a cheap buy at the time. Mm. But I always thought he'd develop into a nice horse. And look, you know, with any horse, we're in a bit of a rebuilding phase in Tasmania. We retired or moved horses like Rose of Scotland, Too Many Reds, Mosshill Village, and all these young, lovely young 2- and 3-year-olds we've got in the team are coming through, and we're looking at the future with them. And then this fellow, you know, Terra Amada, not another red, Hoop, one more red, are all doing the job for us.
Yeah, indeed. All right, well, I would expect that he'll have a couple more runs and then be tipped out.
Yeah, that's the plan, mate. I spoke to Charlie this morning. There's a 1400 coming up in about 2.5 or 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and we'll look at sending him to that, and then, you know, we might send him out to the mile if we think that, you know, there's a suitable race for him and we're happy the way he's going. But, you know, with all our horses, we don't like to bottom them out, so we are really looking to the future with him. Yeah. And I think that, you know, but we're teaching him how to race now, but I tell you what, he's pretty impressive because he relaxes very well on the run, but he's got the terrific turn of foot when we hit the button.
He's also got the physique now. He's certainly well put together.
Oh, he's a beautiful horse. He was a magnificent weanling, actually. Well, I bought him. I thought, God, you're a nice horse. And he just developed further and further. In fact, after I bought him, it was funny. Harry Mitchell rang me and said, look, because I had him up at Yarraman Park where I grow all my youngsters out. He rang me and said, would you like to put that horse back through a yearling sale? He said, I think we'd probably do pretty well with him. I said, oh, no, look, I want him. I bought him to race him. And
yeah.
And I'd do that, and I think we probably would have got 70, perhaps 80,000 for him as a yearling at the Gold Coast.